All right, welcome back inside our proactive newsroom. And joining me now is Kenneth McLeod. He is the CEO of Sonoro Gold Corp. And Kenneth, it's good to see you again. How are you?
It's great to see you too, Steve. I'm in good shape. Thank you very much.
Good stuff. Well, you've had a really interesting news release out from the company talking about an updated mineral resource for your Cerro Caliche project. And just talk about getting to this point where the work that you've put in and obviously with the numbers I'm sure you're pretty happy with right now.
Yeah, we're really happy about the numbers from SRK. We spent the past 4 months working with SRK, and it's been a very, very constructive relationship. And it's enabled us then to take a good hard look at the project. And the result of this new analysis by SRK shows we have 420,000 ounces within the pit shells at an average grade of 0.44 grams, which is an improvement over the previous estimate of 0.41 grams per ton. And but going forward, what is really intriguing from SRK is the fact that they're suggesting, or they have put together 275,000 ounces additionally of projected resource from the same mineralized zones. So if you bear with me for a second, and we have the pit shells that are outlined. And surrounding these pit shells is up to another 275,000 ounces of mineralization, a similar gold grade, but which cannot be calculated within the pit shell at this point in time because the drill spacing is not tight enough. So the analysis from SRK suggests that if we continue to drill in these areas, we should be able to incorporate that additional up to 275,000 ounces into the next edition of the pit shells. And so that's going to be the focus over the coming year and a half or so of drilling.
Yeah, people may go, you put out this mineral resource and it really is only on a small portion of what is a pretty large property. I think about 30% in total. So why just to include that small 30% when there maybe potentially is more on the elsewhere on the property?
Well, certainly, I estimate that with another 50,000 meters of drilling, there's a great potential to essentially double the size of the resource. In order to get there, you need to have capital. And there's two ways of obtaining the capital. One, of course, is an equity financing, or go into production, start generating revenues, and use some of these revenues to do additional drilling. Now, we have chosen to do the latter because the status of the junior resource financial markets have been pretty dismal over the past few years. And raising equity, it means more dilution to the shareholders. And we're trying to avoid that. So as a result, we are focused on going through to production, generating the revenue, and of course, paying off the project debt. But more importantly, from my perspective, is keep on drilling in order to fully realize the true value of this project, which we believe is substantially higher than where we're at today.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, and using obviously the money that you're making to put it back into the project for sure. So what are the next steps now? I know there's some permitting that has to happen, but should people expect what over the next 6 to 12 months?
Of course, the first and most important item for us over the coming months is to get the environmental permit approved. Yeah. We estimate right now that some of the feedback we're getting from the government agencies in Mexico is anything from a few weeks to a couple of months. We believe that's correct. We have gone through the entire permitting process. We've gone through the review by SEMARNAT, the environmental agency. We've provided them with a response to their questions, and we don't see any further issues as far as getting the permits concerned. So we have a high degree of comfort that we will be able to attain that over the coming months. The next step after that would be project finance. In the meantime, the SRK report is a precursor for us to produce a brand new PEA. We have all the elements in place for that right now, except for the final edition of the mine plan. And we're working on that currently in order to produce a PEA, which we expect to be published within the next 2 months. These two elements, the updated PEA, the environmental approval from SEMARNAT, the environmental agency, will lead us into project finance. Project finance then anticipate, the goal is to be starting the site preparation by the summer of this year, June, July of this year, with a view to start loading the leach pad with the first ore by the end of the year, early in Q1 of 2024.
Wow, it's going to be a busy one for sure. Ken, thank you so much for taking the time. Appreciate it. And sounds like it's quite the plan you've got going, and we look forward to continuing to follow the story. So appreciate your time.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate the chance to talk to you.
All right, there's Kenneth McLeod. He is the CEO of Sonoro Gold Corp.